giving up a ton of points. And what would help a struggling offense is a few more possessions to kind of help them out, give them a little more confidence. But that defense needs to find a way to stop the opposing offense and get off the field. And if you're Vassar, it's just the opposite. Dominate the football, ball control, wear down that Bad Axe defense, and take advantage of opportunities for big plays. Again, and then the third one, back to Bad Axe again. They have to create better situations, guys. They find a way to get on a roll, get some first downs, and then, boom, two incomplete passes. It's third and 10. Punt away, all their momentum gone. Defense automatically back on the field. Because they like to throw the ball now and again, they don't always maintain ball control with time of possession. So if they can find a way to put themselves in more third and shorts and take advantage of first and second down a little better, that will help extend drives and hopefully lead to some red zone touchdowns.
Current conditions in Bad Axe, Michigan are 62 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They are calling for a 10% chance of rain this evening. Winds are to the northeast at 7 miles per hour and gusting up to 12. Visibility is up to 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.22 inches, and the dew point is at 53. It feels like it's 61 degrees out. The humidity is at 68%. A beautiful fall evening. Sunset is at 8:10 p.m. tonight, and we're currently in a waning gibbous moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. We lost 20 minutes of daylight since our last broadcast day just 6 days ago. 6 minutes off of our sunrise, 14 minutes off our sunset, and it's only going to get worse from here. Coin toss, Bad Axe won the toss, elected to receive the ball to start the game. The Bad Axe marching band on the field right now, your officials. Jerry Ozentowski, that's your referee. Your umpire, Dave Lovely. Linesman is John Amond. Line judge, Mike Ray. And your back judge is Paul Binder. Now we listen in to our PA announcer, the Honorable Gerald Prill in Bad Axe, Michigan.
Today, honoring United States Senator John McCain, who passed away this past week. We ask that you please stand. Gentlemen, unless you're active military or veterans, please remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Beautiful night here from Bad Axe, Michigan. Dave Hansen, any first thoughts here as we get things started?
Well, like I said, it's always good to be back in Bad Axe. Cozy place to call a football game, and the field looks great. And just anticipated for kickoff and hoping, even though I made the pick of Vassar, I'm really hoping to see an improved Bad Axe team really show us something we haven't seen in a couple of years. And, again, maybe even pull off a win. That would be even better.
You know, it always seems like everything takes time to build, and now Kelly Durr, his third season here, starts to get that momentum under his way. Like you said, his first year had one victory. Last season had two victories. Was respectable against Harbor Beach last week, and here we are with a chance, at least before we kick off, a chance to take things against Vassar.
Well, it would be great to be 1-0 in your conference. There's nothing better than starting conference play 1-0, getting back to 500, and getting a win on your side. It helps the community, helps the school. Practice is a little more fun to go to after a win, and it just helps. And when you've been on a losing streak or been on having losing seasons, it's very, very difficult to find your way back to the winning ways in a very tough conference. Let's face it, they have some really tough opponents, USA, Cassidy Lakers, just to name a few. So they have a long road ahead, but it's been a journey that Coach Durr has really, really enjoyed so far. And to be able to take those losing seasons in your first 2 years and find the positive and see the enthusiasm in the kids. Like I say, they got a great number of kids, so that's always the first step in the right direction.
Vassar will be kicking off right to left across your radio. Ricardo Macon, he's also the quarterback. He's the kicker and might even do windows. We'll see what this season holds for him as he's lining up to kick into the sunset from the 40-yard line on the right side of your radio. Beautiful night. Absolutely beautiful night.
Let's get this thing underway here. The anticipation, I am ready to go, Clark.
Macon in the huddle. Waiting his team. Vassar in their away white uniforms, orange pants, black helmets, black face masks. For Bad X in those new white helmets with the winged helmet there, blue and white, yellow stripes, blue jerseys, yellow numbers, white outline. Macon's kick is up. Nice boot. Comes down to about the 15, maybe the 13-yard line. Brought in by number 10. And he's out for the running. He has room to run. He has no one in front of him. He's into the 40 of Vassaretti. Jack Clancy to the 25, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bad Axe. Just 13 seconds into the ball game, and Jack Clancy takes it 87 yards in for the touchdown. A huge run for Jack Clancy, and talk about momentum swing for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Hello, here we go, folks. Bear with us. 6 points on the board already. Jack Clancy, Ryan Wiener, your kick returners for Bad Axe, your best playmakers back there. So if you're going to kick it to them, that special teams defense recovery team better be on the ball. And one good block, Jack Clancy right through the heart of the field is able to break free virtually untouched, Clark, as he goes the distance to get the scoring right away for the home team.
Jack Clancy, that's definitely boost off the stats there just a little bit. Special teams, 87 yards for Jack Clancy. Now that's single wing offense for the Hatchets. Going for two, trying to make this an 8-0 ball game. It looks like we have some laundry on the field already as we have a false start. Excuse me, offsides for the Bad Axe Hatter against the Vassar Vulcans. So they go half the distance of the goal line from the 3-yard line down to about the 1.5, maybe the 2. And so 11:46 left in this first quarter. Bad Axe's Jack Clancy takes it 87 yards for the score. First score of the night and the first lead of the night. This is a pitch directly to Ryan Wehner, and he's in the touch. The two-point conversion is good. And just 14 seconds into the ball game, the Bad Axe Hatchets are on the board first, 8-0. Bad Axe Hatchets or the Vassar Vulcans right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
The Bad Axe Hatchets drop a bomb on the Vassar Vulcans to start this ball game. Just 14 seconds in, it's suddenly 8-0. 8-0. The Bad Axe Hatchets and Jack Clancy took it 87 yards for the score. Now they're going to be kicking it. Wehner kicks this one off on the ground. Comes into the 35-yard line by Vassar's number 10, Mac Kukulski. He's out to about the 40-yard line before forward progress has him stopped. Tackle made by Logan Stark. And the Bad Axe defense on the board or on the field now as the Vassar Vulcans trying to even the score as they trail 19 seconds in the small game, 8-0.
And the worst thing that can happen is give a kickoff back to the other team, Clark. So good special teams coverage by Bad Axe. Game couldn't have started in any better way for them, taking the opening kickoff back for a score, getting the two-point conversion. Let's see if the defense is as hyped as that special teams kick return.
First and 10, right to left across your radio. 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. Macon at quarterback in the shotgun. Receiver wide each way, and a man to his right. getting things settled in, wasting in no hurry whatsoever, and it's going to be a handoff around the left end to number 26. Excuse me, no, that'll be number 25, Monte Davis. Tackle made by number 17, Chandler Cady of the Bad Axe Hatchets after an 8-yard gain. Second down, 2 to go, 11 and a half to play in the first quarter.
Monte Davis.